Nor fowl doth fly, nor beast doth go, but thou hast fishes like to them, and more no fowl doth fly to them, and more.
Over the course of the past couple years, Nico Muhly has kept himself insanely busy. In addition to working for Philip Glass as an editor and keyboardist, he's written orchestral pieces for the Boston Pops, the Chicago Symphony, the Juilliard Orchestra, the American Symphony Orchestra, and others. He's collaborated with artists such as Rufus Wainwright, Anthony Haggerty, Will Oldham, and The National, and even put together a musical score for the independent film Joshua. Mother Tongue is his second official release, following up on last year's Speaks Volumes. As expected, his influences and styles are about as broad as they can be, as he pulls from minimalism, folk, church music, and a variety of other styles, while also incorporating found sound, synth, samples, and electronics into his compositions. In other words, it sounds like the work of a young composer who is trying to somehow synthesize old traditions with new styles and mingle the sacred with the mundane. One difference with this newest release is that Muhly has taken on a slightly more traditional, classical approach in creating three long compositions with different movements within each, instead of just writing a batch of different pieces, as was the case on Speaks Volumes. The four-part album titled Mother Tongue opens up the release, and does many of the things mentioned above. On it, singer Abigail Fisher sings all of the different addresses at which she's ever lived in breathy, frantic phrasing that reminds one of the vocal style that Philip Glass employs. Underneath her vocals, which are repeated and layered over the top of one another in almost dizzying arrays, the different movements all play out a bit differently, opening with largely string-back section, 1, archive, before falling off into sparseness, where sampled shower noises are practically the only backdrop. From there, the piece picks up again, with chimes and light strings, before building into playful patterns, 3, Hress, and finally the massive closing section of Monster, which crackles with bursts of static and noise and features powerful low chord progressions. Wonders is the three-part middle section of the album, and it finds Muhly deconstructing an English sonnet in his usual way, as everything from banging harpsichord to low bleats of horns, vibes, and samples of weather create a turbulent backdrop for vocals that are alternately frantic and fragile. It could be said that The Only Tune does the same with the traditional English folk song, but the results are so vastly different that it's not really fair. On this three-part piece, Muhly teams up with singer Sam Abaddon for yet another cycle of unique sonics. Taking the opposite route of the opening piece of the album, it starts out loud with 1, The Two Sisters, as a wall of feedback plucked strings, and sampled Farfisa organ create a somewhat nightmarish backdrop. Four layers pull back over each other over the following sections, and the release closes out with a stunningly beautiful three, the only tune, an understated section of lush folk music.
She floated on down to the old mill pond. The miller fished her out with his long, long hook. Maiden from the brook. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain made a fiddle bow from her long yellow hair.
As you can probably gather, Mother Tongue takes a huge amount of twists and turns during its nearly 50-minute running length, and there are so many small details in the music itself that you'll find yourself hearing new things each time you listen to it for some time, including the sound of knives being sharpened. While dipping his feet into multiple genres, Muley has created something that would likely make most fans of straight-up classical music cringe a bit. But at the same time, he's managed to capture the feeling of living in a world where information overload is almost a daily occurrence. An exciting release that deepens with further listens, Mother Tongue is a great step forward for Muley.